Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It depends what hour you ask me, at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., or 4 a.m. You know what? You know, losing games like that, it's like there's a roller coaster of emotions. And I don't think people maybe on the outside realize that's part of what tires you out, is because you're up, you're down, you're up. So you try to manage that the best you can. And then the best thing I can do is show up the next day and not have my tail between my legs, because that doesn't help anybody out there. We got a game tonight that's going to be really tough to win. We're facing Noah Syndergaard. We got our hands full tonight. We can't let last night affect tonight.
What are your impressions? I know it's only been two games, seeing what Mickey's been able to do over there in the other dugout.
Well, you know what? I knew whatever Mickey chose to do, that he was going to be successful. I mean, you know, sometimes when you do it in a market like this and you don't win right away, you take some shots. That's the way it is. It happened to me. I got beat up in Philadelphia. I'm the same person now I was then. Just, you know, just they just take your lumps. That's what. But as a manager, I think you got to be confident enough in what you're doing, make your decisions, answer the questions, and move on, and not wake up to see how you're being perceived, because it doesn't help.
He talked about sitting next to you for all those years, the relaxed atmosphere that you created. In situations like now, as you gear up for a potential pennant race, postseason berth, how do you keep that relaxed atmosphere in games, especially like last night?
Well, the one thing, I mean, I get nervous. You know, I mean, if you didn't, you're dead. You know, you're in a coma. But that's the place that I'm the most comfortable in the whole world. And, you know, like, I prepare, and I know I have our coaches prepare. So, yeah, do you get nervous? Yeah, but, I mean, I love doing what we're doing. And I love the fact that where we are in the standings, we've kind of earned the right, just like the Mets have, that everything we do on the field is so meaningful. And, yeah, when it doesn't work, it really hurts. But I'd rather have that than be 20 games out and be like, ah, we lost another game. That scares me.
Do you take a look at the scoreboard? Is it hard not to take a look and see what's going on elsewhere?
You know, I've always done it anyway, like in between innings, just because I think it actually relaxes me. And I have so many friends that are so many places. You know, Kevin Cash is in Tampa, and, you know, people, you know, Derek Falvey's in Minnesota. So I look, but I look at the National League too.
Now, I see a lot of Cookie Strong T-shirts in this clubhouse. What has he meant, Carlos Carrasco, the inspiration to this team, as he tries to come back and as he's been fighting leukemia?
Well, he's pitching again tonight, and just to see him be so excited about pitching has us all kind of revved up. And if it gets to a point where he's able to come back and pitch for us, to me that's icing on the cake, because when you hear something like leukemia, it immediately kind of differentiates between us winning a ball game. I mean, this is a guy that's got a wife and kids, but to see him have the excitement, it's kind of buoyed all of us. And like I said, if he comes back and helps us, that's icing on the cake.
Last thing for you, Savali tonight, his first four starts. He's pitched well here in the big leagues. What are your impressions of him so far?
Just like the other two young guys with very limited experience, he's poised, he throws strikes, and he doesn't back down from a challenge. I think it's unfair to think that there won't be a hiccup or two. I mean, the guys, they don't have much experience, and they're learning on the job.
Terry Francona, thank you very much for a few minutes. Appreciate it.
I enjoyed it. Thanks.